You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russia's defense ministry today denied allegations its planes struck US-backed fighters in Syria on Saturday. The ministry says its air force only targeted Islamic State militants. It was responding to claims by the SDF, an alliance of Kurdish and Arab groups, that six of its fighters were wounded in Russian airstrikes in eastern Syria. Stefan Boss reports.
A Russian military spokesman on Sunday denied claims that a Russian airstrike wounded six rebels of a US-backed opposition force in Syria. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that its fighters had been hit in the airstrike near the eastern city of Deir al-Zur, that was recently liberated from the feared Islamic State group. But Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said in a statement that Russian air forces carry out pinpoint strikes only on Islamic State targets. The official added that Russia's attacks against the militants had been observed and confirmed through several channels. However, the latest controversy has added to tensions between Moscow and Washington. While Russia supports the forces of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, the United States backs forces seeking his ouster. Reports of Russian attacks against U.S.-backed forces aren't the only incidents spoiling East-West relations. Washington and Moscow have also held discussions arising from the U.S. shootdown of a Syrian fighter jet earlier this year, which Russia called a violation of a U.S.-Russian understanding on avoiding air incidents. It has added to concerns among officials of the U.S.-backed coalition and the Russian side that the Syrian war could lead to a wider international conflict. That would mean even more bloodshed. The United Nations says that since the war began in 2011, an estimated 400,000 Syrians have been killed, including children. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.